I'm Rona Tarrant. A partial government shutdown is likely to continue into next week amid an impasse over funding for President Trump's proposed Mexico border wall. After sitting for just a few minutes yesterday, the Senate adjourned until Monday and was to continue budget deliberations next Wednesday, which will be the 12th day of the shutdown. Democrats have refused to provide funding for Trump's border wall, and the president has insisted he will not fully fund the government unless he gets the money. A priest who once served in the Diocese of Greensburg, Pennsylvania, has been sentenced to prison for sexually molesting a boy in the 1990s. Father John Sweeney received a sentence of 11 months to 5 years in state prison and must register as a sex offender for 10 years. Sweeney, who retired in 2016, is the first priest convicted of charges stemming from a Pennsylvania grand jury investigation that focused on allegations of abuse. The Vatican City State has sentenced an Italian contractor who had completed work for several Vatican offices to 2.5 years in jail for using a Vatican bank account for money laundering. The Vatican court also ordered the confiscation of more than 1 million euro that Angelo Proietti had in his account at the Institute for the Works of Religion, the formal name of the Vatican Bank. His lawyer said he would appeal the ruling. Nicaraguan bishops have again called for dialogue and respecting human dignity in a country where the president has crushed protests, closed critical media outlets, and persecuted those publicly opposing his administration. Catholic leaders in Nicaragua have promoted dialogue since protests erupted in April over reforms to the country's social security system. Church-mediated talks broke down earlier this year as President Daniel Ortega rejected proposed early elections. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.